Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together. Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. Today, you're meeting Ashley. Ashley is a digital marketing expert, coach, and podcast host. As she shares her journey from managing multi-million dollar ad budgets to empowering small business owners globally, Ashley explores shifts in the digital landscape over the past decade and how they shape her strategies for guiding small businesses. We'll peel back the layers of different compelling stories that challenge the notion that big budgets are essential for effective marketing. Proving success is achievable for businesses of all sizes. Ashley discusses her transition from managing budgets to teaching, providing actionable insights for aspiring marketers. You'll uncover overlooked marketing principles and understand how addressing them leads to tangible success for entrepreneurs. Ashley shares strategies for managing the delicate integration between family life and global entrepreneurial consulting. You'll hear transformational success stories that capture the impact of Ashley's coaching on businesses worldwide. Dive into this episode for actionable tips, insights, and inspiration in the world of marketing mastery. Thank you so much for being here today, Ashley. I know you started your business at 6 weeks pregnant. What led you to that moment?
Oh man, you know, actually what led me to that was, so I had a client and they're a handyman service. They're a big company and they were spending six figures a day, like a day on their marketing. And because they spent so much, they wanted nearly minute by minute, like updates from the team. Yeah. So I was working at an agency at the time. I had just found out I was pregnant and it was one of those things where I would want to go for a walk or I would want to go have lunch. And I just knew that with 5 minutes away from my phone, it was going to be like, how are we pacing? What can we change? What are we doing? What's the performance? And I tell everyone, if I was spending six figures a day on my ads, I too would expect, you know, a lot from that. But I had just been doing marketing for so long. I was like, I can't do this. I'm going insane. I learned so much. Like, I can't say enough how grateful I am. But I decided that day that I was going to do, because I had this vision on my heart for a while. And I was like, just praying for the right door to open at the right time. And I think it was more so a door shutting. I was like, I cannot do minute by minute updates anymore. So I came home. I talked to my husband. He was like, now you do have 4 months of fully paid leave. And I was making good money. And 4 months of fully paid, like, that's a really good maternity leave. And so a part of me was like, do I wait until after that? When is there ever going to be a good time? So I was like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. I love it. I love that you just bet on yourself, no matter what was going on, because it's very enticing. 4 months of paid maternity.
Oh yeah.
As like an entrepreneur, you don't have that. You have to like plan that in advance, and you don't always plan when you're having kids. Sometimes you do, but not always. And I think it's beautiful that you did allow yourself to trust in the universe, trust that the door was closing on that experience and now opening up to a whole new world on your own. What were those initial steps that you took once you're like, okay, I've made this decision? What was that transformation?
So right when I was about to leave, I already had one client that was like, hey, we'll work with you part-time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, perfect. And I had a few other small business owners that I was kind of working with at the time. I've worked with small business owners for the last 7 years. So on and off, I still had relationships with those people. So the first thing I did was emailed everyone, posted on LinkedIn everywhere. I was like, hello world, I'm here. Here's how I can help you. And it kind of snowballed from there, where one person would reach out and then I ended up getting some clients. And I just immediately started working on the course that I had. So any extra time, I was like, I'm going to use it to produce content for the course. Lots of just like letting the world know and trying to leave no stone unturned initially, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's how you put yourself out there, right? Like, I think it's hard at first when you've never been out there and putting yourself out to the world. I know I struggled with that at first of like, oh, I was in this career, now I'm switching gears. But mm-hmm. being able to just kind of pull the onion back. That's what I was thinking of. Like, okay, I'm just going to show what's transparent of what I'm doing, what I'm putting out in the world, I'm ready to receive. And that's what it sounds like you experienced when you started putting yourself out there.
I heard a quote yesterday, and it was that most people aren't willing to be bad at something long enough to get good at it. And I was like, that's exactly how you felt. I felt when you first go out there and say, hey, we're on our own. This is what we're doing. This is who we are. But you can't have your 100th video until you've made your first. And I am willing, and it took a lot of time to get to this point, but I am so willing and believing that what I have is valuable, that I am okay being bad. I was okay. I didn't care what they think. My first reel was terrible. I was messaging my friend. I felt like I was in elementary school over again. I was like, how do you add text at certain points of the reel? That's where I was at with my business. So I was like, okay, I guess I need to make reels now. So yeah, you got to be willing to be bad, but I was fine with that.
I love you admitting that, because I was very similar. I just the other day, it popped up a memory of like my first video ever that I put on Facebook announcing to the world that I was a coach. This was 7 years ago. And it was like cringeworthy, but yeah. I'm so proud of myself of how far I've come. And I feel like a lot of people do struggle in that initial phase, like taking that leap of just putting themselves out there. But you're right. In order to get to video 100, you have to start somewhere and seeing that progress. And I'm a former perfectionist, sometimes seeps in a little bit, but that was really hard for me. And I think a lot of people listening are in that realm of, okay, I'm not ready to like put it out unless it's perfect, but done is better than perfect. And just like that quote, it's really, if you don't start, how are you going to end up to where you want to be? And I love that you had no stone unturned. You were putting yourself out there, putting your reels out there, learning how to do those things. And I think especially in the digital world, it's always changing. There's always new innovative things that are happening. What key shifts have you witnessed in the past decade or so, just from all the experiences you've had? How have those changes influenced your strategies for helping small businesses navigate the digital landscape?
I think there's a lot of competing opinions on what you should do to grow your business. I think some things remain consistent. And I think one of those consistent things is if you serve your audience and you add value, people are going to seek that value. Like someone out there, if you're helping someone out there is looking for the help that only you can provide. So that's at least one thing. With all the changes of social media and TikTok, I mean, it took me forever to get on TikTok. 6 months ago, I think I finally did it. So a lot of things change, but I think what doesn't change for business owners is serve the people who need you, add value. And I think content is something that can pay over and over and over again. That's something that I feel like I've neglected because I am good at ads. So I'm so easy to be like, gosh, I don't want to do content because I could just launch an ad and it could be, I could get there quicker. But then I do realize by doing so, I don't have free value for the people who need me or even for my small business owners. So they ask me, they're like, what should I prioritize on my ads? And now I'm saying, prioritize your ads, but you also need to have some of that content that adds value, just like what you're doing. It's so important.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's that connection piece, right? Mm-hmm. Showing there's more behind the ad. It's very easy to do an ad, get it out there, especially when you're good at it, like yourself, but being able to connect to those people that you might not reach, but the content, it lives on and it's always there. Right. And the value piece. And I think that's something that I've really gravitated towards, just looking at all your social media, hearing from your clients, the testimonials that you have, but also just connecting with you. Your heart's there to really help and serve the community. And that's what a lot of small business owners, we get into it because we want to serve in some capacity. And doing the ads does help get more visibility and get that brand awareness. And I'm really curious because you've worked with solopreneurs to giants of all capacities and managing ad budgets, since we were talking about that, from $5 a day to $100,000 a day, like what you were talking about earlier with that client. And it's a wide spectrum that you work with, which I love the diversity. Can you share a specific instance where a small business with a modest budget achieved remarkable success, challenging the notion that big budgets are a prerequisite for effective marketing?
Yes. Yes. And I get the question all the time. Yeah. Okay, Ashley, I'm all in on your course, but how much am I going to have to spend on ads later? It's a very, very fair question. Yeah. You can see success with $5 to $10 a day, just like Claire, who I'll share the story. So Claire is a mom. She's from Scotland, actually. She lives in Houston, Texas. And I had ran my ads and it got in front of Claire, and Claire messaged me because I do a DM style message so that I add value and then they reach out to me. And so Claire reached out to me, and I remember her being a little bit hesitant in the course, and I could tell she's a photographer, so good at photography. Like, I looked at her photos and I was like, oh my God, I looked at her website. I said, this woman will succeed if more people know she exists. And so I was in the voice memo, like, Claire, you know, sharing with her that she needed to do this program. And she kind of ghosted me for like 2 or 3 days. And I was like, oh no, I'm following back up. Not too much, but just the right amount to say, hey, I'm following up because I know this can work and I care about you. She finally responds and says, but have you had a photographer in the program? Like, you know, funny story, no, but local services is a sweet spot. And I shared with her why. Mm-hmm. She enrolled in the program, and in the middle, so it's 8 weeks. And I think it was week 6 or 7, she launched her first Google search ad. So I teach Google search, YouTube, Meta, TikTok, email, SEO, all the things. And she started with SEO, with Google search. And we started with $5 or $10 a day. So to your point, a very modest budget. Started with $5 or $10. And I think she was at 2 weeks. So say $200 in. 14 days, $140 in, and hadn't gotten any leads yet. And I hopped on a call with her because she enrolled in the next step of my program where you get monthly calls. So we looked at her campaigns together and we made some tweaks. And the next day she got a lead from her campaign. Well, then the next day she got 3 leads from her campaign. And then by Monday, she's sending me a screenshot on Instagram going berserk. She's like, 6 leads yesterday. She could not freaking believe it. Because she didn't want to, she's so good at photography, but she has 2 kids and her husband works as well. And she didn't want to be away from her kids. She wanted to be able to not do weddings and do weekends and be gone. She wanted to work during the day so that she could see her kids and family in the evening. And she did not believe that with just branding and family sessions that she could do that. So, story about Claire, she's okay with me sharing this. Okay. I've gotten Claire's approval. She,
thank you, Claire.
Her goal, because I always have small business owners, they complete a form when they enroll. What's your annual revenue goal? She wanted $50,000. She made $13,000 in August. And she's like, it is the hottest in Houston, Texas that it is. Like, people don't want to be taking pictures because they're sweaty. And she was like, I made $13,000. And she did it again in September. So she went from no leads to averaging multiple leads per day, closing a very high percentage of those. And my favorite part of this whole story is that she's now so confident in her skills that a guy, I don't know how she met him, but he does remodeling in homes. And she was telling him about how excited she was about her business. And he was like, can you do my ads for me? And she was like, yeah, I can. And now she's doing ads for someone else. She went from April knowing nothing to growing her own business, and now is making money teaching other people how to do what she learned.
Oh my gosh. I
$10 a day.
$10 a day. That's all it takes people.
$10. But I think the most important part of that story is that she went 14 days of just spending and nothing happening. But she was willing to learn what works and what doesn't. And then it paid off.
Absolutely. And I think that's what it is, right? Patience. Because a lot of times people will throw money at something and it doesn't happen right away or stick. They give up and they're like, okay, well, that's not working. So we need to do something else versus testing it. I've been talking to a lot of lead generation companies for my solar company right now. And they're like, oh, well, this is how much you'll have to spend and like how much the ads are and all these aspects of it. But it's really about the testing aspects, because if you don't test, you don't know what's resonating and what's not on what platform. But I love that you got on the call with her, tweaked it, and then 14 days later, there were results. But if she had given up or said, this isn't working, she wouldn't have been able to now help this other individual with his business. And it's incredible. It's that ripple effect in serving the community.
It is. And yeah, it is just so, I see it all the time that people just give up too soon. And I've shared this before, but business owners that have the highest tolerance for pain succeed, because it's painful watching your money go out the door when it's not working. But I mean, it's working. It's either working for you or it's working on you. And she was willing to let it work on her sanity for about 2 weeks because she really wanted some leads. But it can happen when you know what you're doing. It can happen.
And that's the difference, having that guide, somebody like yourself helping show the way so they can take action and do what you're telling them to do, but finding what works. Because I think we sometimes as business owners are like, well, it's my way, or I know how to do it best, versus allowing somebody else to come in and help guide you. And I mean, there's so many amazing people out there, but like yourself too, being able to teach and showing, okay, well, let's look at what's happening. What can we find? Where can we tweak it to make things happen? But also having the grace and compassion and also the patience to allow that to happen.
Patience almost goes with vision. If you're patient, it's because you believe that there is a greater vision and a greater plan that can come together when you're doing the right thing.
Exactly. And you know, what just popped in my head too, is when, as business owners and entrepreneurs, we see that vision. We're not like waiting for the next check almost, where a lot of times, and from my perspective, like the employee mindset versus employer mindset, how you have to shift that, because you're not getting that paycheck if you don't do work. There is that result by having that vision and working towards something. You might not see success for the first year or 2 years, but based off of the actions you're doing and having that patience, but year three, everything explodes. Everybody's journey is different. And so I'm really curious, speaking to that teaching and doing piece, because you do teach so much. You have your course, you're putting things out there in the world to really help others, and transitioning from hands-on management of multi-million dollar ad budgets to teaching others, that significant shift, just like with Claire. What inspired this move? How does your wealth of experience transpire into actual insights for entrepreneurs seeking to enhance their marketing process?
Let's see. I feel like when you, a pilot, I'm going to answer this question with a story. A pilot flies a plane multiple times a day, right? They make a few trips. They know every button. They've done it time and time again. Someone who doesn't fly a plane like me, who's scared to death of a flight, I love a good vacation, can't stand getting on the plane. It's because I don't have the knowledge of how the plane really works. The pilot isn't scared because he knows how it works. With small business owners, they get a little hesitant on doing ads because they don't really know how it works. But then they come to me and say, hey, I'm worried about spending this. Well, I've flown the plane hundreds and hundreds of times. I know how it works and I know it will work. And so I'm not scared that they're going to waste their money. And I think after working for big companies and seeing that success over and over and over and over and over again, and then testing the waters with small business owners and seeing it happen again, I'm like, wow, the strategy that works for this huge budget can really work for this small business owner. And then having this girl named Carla, this woman named Carla, Carla came to me and she was a small business owner. And I'd been taking some strategies. I was like, hey, I just tried this with my client. I'm going to test this out with you. And we tested it. It worked. Carla was on a call just like this with me. And she said, Ashley, you need to teach other people this, because she was like, what we don't know. We're great at our industry. We're not great at marketing. This is insane. You've got to share this. And I just remember thinking, that's so kind, Carla. And so 3 years, I just kept working for someone else. I just kept doing it. And I was like, Carla, that was so sweet. What a compliment. But I was actually, she was right. And so when I started my business, the first person I called was Carla. I was like, Carla, these strategies that worked, you're why I want to do this. It's because I get to, at a big company, there's 50 people in a boardroom. You're presenting to a Fortune 500 CMO, and it's fun. It's thrilling. It's exciting. They're so proud when you're making the money. It's wonderful. But when I get to sit in front of Carla, or in front of you, or in front of Ann or Brandon, whoever it is, getting to take the strategies and sit in front of a real human and see them say, hey, I just want to let you know what we learned is allowing me to do this, this, and this. There's nothing like that feeling. So the reason I did it, and the reason I love Fortune 5 big to small instead of going the opposite, is because I feel like I get to see the tangible results of the human in front of me more easily than a big room of people.
And it goes back to what you've been saying too, that service piece, being able to really make such a difference and an impact in one business owner's life, but then it trickles into others, just like the story with Claire. And I'll probably go back to Claire, because I think it's just so extraordinary what you were able to accomplish. But I think it's allowing that in, and you are a master at marketing. That's what you've been doing, but now really being able to help smaller communities, it has such a greater impact because it is that one person versus a massive company. You feel it more because it is versus person to company. I think, I mean, obviously I haven't done that. That's not my wheelhouse, but being in the marketing world and really focusing on small business owners that often excel in their craft, but they struggle with marketing. I think this goes hand in hand with their genius is not marketing. I want to attest to that. But what fundamental marketing principle do you find that's most overlooked or misunderstood by entrepreneurs? And how do you address that by leading to tangible success?
Most overlooked principle. Ooh, there's so many I'm thinking of. I know that the first thing that's coming to mind is in marketing in general, we forget that we're talking to one person and we forget to market the real value. And what I mean by that is I see often someone doing a reel, grab their phone, they do a reel and they own a boutique and they're like, "Hey everybody, it's a great day in the store. Y'all all come out." And I think one of the mistakes that we make is we're the first people to talk about us.
Yeah.
But I think that in your marketing and on your website and in your posts, all people really care about, I mean, your close friends are going to care about you, but we have to, in my opinion, we have to come to the realization that we're here to serve other people. And so what they really care is not about the fact that you have two dogs and that you went to this high school. They care about how can you serve them? And so I see on websites and posts, me and my business, this is what I do. Instead of, hey, you, not everybody, if you are looking for this solution, you are going to love what we've created for you. You are exactly who we created this for. I think we forget to just say the word you, to look at the one person who's watching your reel or your video and how it's impacting them. And I think that we forget to focus on the whole reason that we're doing this, which is for one person at a time. So I think that that's a really big thing, is connecting with that one person. Could go on and on about a few other strategies, but people care about how you can help them. And if you lead with that in your marketing and you communicate the real value, and what I mean by the real value is no one wants a membership. No one wants an appointment. No one wants a light, a solar panel. What they do want is to feel good about how their home is utilizing energy. They want to feel good in the clothes that they put on so that they're confident and can be the best version of themselves. You know, even if you're a plumber listening to this and you've got your own business, you're actually offering not an appointment or not a plumbing fix. You're offering relief and peace of mind. And I think in our marketing, we're very tempted to be like, get your marketing course, instead of feel empowered to know that you can grow your business on your own. And I just think we forget the feeling of what we get, and we market a membership, and nobody wants a membership. Now, what they do want is to be able to have something that they don't have to think about. Cleaning. This girl offered me, she was like, "I want to just do a membership. I don't want you to pay every time you come. I just want you to not think about it." And you know what? What I really do want is to not have to think about the state of my house. I want that to be taken care of.
Right.
So I think we forget to talk to the person, and I think we forget to communicate the value of what we offer in marketing and everything that we do.
Absolutely. I see it all the time in my own business, what I used to do. And now, like, I'm transitioning and getting better at it, working with someone. But I think the biggest point is a lot of people are like, "I don't want to exclude anybody. Or if I just talk to that one person, it maybe not going to get to everybody." But that's the point, and that's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. When we talk to one person, we're being able to niche down and really focus in on that. And you don't have to think about it. You're like, "This is for me." Because everybody likes to buy. Nobody wants to be sold to. Yeah. Just like basically what you had said too, is recognizing that everybody's on a different journey, but focusing on that one person is going to get you further than focusing on everybody. And I have heard it from so many entrepreneurs that have had that mistake, myself included.
Me too.
To transition that. But I think it's really important to have exuding the value that you're offering, and the person that needs to hear it, they will hear it based off of you talking directly to them, like having that client avatar. I know a lot of people talk about it. I used to hate having to put it, because it's like, "I'm excluding this person, but what about this person?" But really recognizing, okay, when I'm focused on, I'm talking to this person, I know what their goals are, their desires, their values, everything that encompasses that person. And like what you said, when you are talking to that person, it comes through so clearly. And that's where leads and everything else can start to generate, versus talking to everybody. Or show what you said, showing your business or your boutique. That's great, but that's not going to always drive in sales or understand what's the value behind that. And I don't think everything has to have an intentional aspect if you're doing a quick story, but really the purpose and understanding that road. And obviously, I know you could speak more to that, But what have you found when people do start to make that transition, when they are starting to talk to just that one person? What have you seen transform for your clients even?
What happens is I got a message from one of the small business owners in my program, and they said, someone just messaged me and said they felt like my website was talking just to them. They were like, this is it. This is for me. And yes, that's actually what you want. You want someone to message you and be like, I'm buying your thing because you just spoke to my soul. You understood my problems. It's almost like you were inside my brain. A good ad, a good website, a good reel speaks to the person who needs you and makes them feel like she freaking gets it. Oh my God. Yes, that's exactly my issue. So I think that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe it. And I'm sure you have a lot of those stories. And I'm really curious, when you did start your business, 6 weeks pregnant, where it is now today, what have been some of the obstacles you've had to face in building your business?
One obstacle that comes to mind is spending my own money on my own ads and having a really scary moment. Mm-hmm. So I was 3 or 4 days before my launch. Mm-hmm. And I always forget the exact number. It was between $1,000 and $2,000. I think it was like $1,700. Mm-hmm. I had spent $1,700 and I was having great conversations with prospects, but nobody purchased the program yet. And I went to my husband and he was like, where are we at with the group? And my goal was 20 and mm-hmm. we were at like 2 or 3 and it was like 3 or 4 days. And I was like, I was kind of panicking. Yeah. And I wanted to throw myself like a 24-hour pity party. And he kind of came to me and he was like, talk to me. It's like, is the quality of the leads good? And I said, yes, these are the people that need this program. I'm certain of it. They will get benefit. And he said, oh, and this conversation happened right after someone was supposed to be on a sales call with me and ghosted me. Mm-hmm. So they had said they were interested and they get on the call and just crickets. And I had been working on not taking that energy from the person that bailed me into the next sales call. Right. So my husband's like, how are your sales calls going? I'm like, well, that one just ghosted me. So it's not going super great. And he said, what would you tell your clients? Back to the airplane reference. I'm like, okay, I've flown this airplane before. When sales aren't coming through, it takes people time to make a purchase. I've seen it in my reports to my clients. There's a column that says days to conversion. And we look at how many days from the first time they experienced you, how many ads did they see, how many touch points until they actually buy. And I told him, some of these people I only met a few days ago because they had just reached out to me on my ads. Anyway, long story short, he tells me to double my ad spend. And I was like, double it? Like, he was like, I think you should spend $5,000 over the next 3 days. Just bust it, go all the way in, and it will pay off because it always pays off. And he was like, are you learning about your audiences? Is everything set up properly? I said, everything is set up very intelligently. I'm learning things. Mm-hmm. He said, double it. And I ended up closing the group with 18. So in just a few days, there was like a $14,000 day, which I can't even believe I say out loud because I think I made $30,000 my first year out of college. And like, I'm like, I made half of that in a day, but it was because I trusted the process. I let it work. Mm-hmm. And I just believed. And there's a volume play. And I tell my clients that more data gives Meta more information to learn from to succeed for you. So that was really hard for me. I'd spent everybody else's money, but when it came to spending my own, there was a lot more emotion attached to it. And mm-hmm. I had to push that aside and remind myself that this works.
Yeah. I believe that. And it sounds like a lot of money, but at the same time, you had been doing it for so many other companies and bigger companies. But when it comes to spending money on ourselves, sometimes with our business, I had the same experience when I first started with coaching. I'm like, okay, I'm going to spend this amount of money on a coach. And I don't know. There's like a fear around it. Mm-hmm. But when you let go of that, the results started coming in.
Yes, they did.
And I think a lot of individuals do struggle with the money spent on something because they don't always know the result. But that's why I think it's so important what you are doing and what you are helping. And there are results to back up what you've shared today too. And just all the clients that you've worked with, all the companies you've worked with, and it continues to have success because you have a formula that you've been utilizing. You used it with the Fortune 500 companies, but now being able to use it for your own company, your own clients, and seeing those results on those ads, on that marketing, but it's that trust level. And I think when we allow ourselves to trust more, mm-hmm. and when we know they're a good person, they know that the results speak for themselves, but it's biting the bullet and or taking the bullet and allowing yourself to move forward in that regard. And that can be really challenging, but I do think there's some psychological aspect with the money we're spending on ourselves, our own business in the beginning, especially because we don't know what's going to happen. But I know every time I've invested in myself, the results always speak for themselves because I took a bet on myself. And I feel like just what you've shared too, you've bet on yourself time and time again. And those results always show that because you're leveling up. And that's with marketing. You have like having, if you're not an expert in marketing, having somebody who is an expert in marketing will help propel your business. At least that's my thought from my own experience. I can't speak for everybody.
Anytime you're with someone who's better than you at something, it's helpful.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It is.
It's nice to have someone in your corner who's been there, done that, gets it, and can show you how, no matter what that is in life.
It just makes the process faster because I was very stubborn in hiring anybody for the last few years. And I finally hired someone recently and I've just seen so many results. It might not be exactly in marketing, but it's in other aspects around that. And I've just already seen results in 2 weeks. And it's crazy how by allowing myself to let go of control and the emotional aspect of like, well, I can do it. I know how to do it. But do I want to? It's making space for other things to grow in a different way. And I think that's a beautiful thing of being able to have that marketing aspect. And you have a growing family. You just had a little one not too long ago. But being able to integrate work, life, children, everything that you're doing, entrepreneurship, is a juggling act, I believe. I'm not a parent yet, but I believe it is a juggling act. How do you manage to integrate everything between family life, entrepreneurship, the demands of coaching, consulting for your entrepreneurs all over the world? How do you do it?
I have help and I'm not, and I let go of thinking I had to do it all on my own. I used to be like, no, I'm not going to ask my mother-in-law because I want her to think that I can do it all on my own. Bump that. And this is, I mean, Instacart alone, having someone help with my house, have, you know, tag teaming with my mom. I ask for help. And I also prioritize time with my husband because if that cup isn't full with your relationship, honestly, all the money doesn't matter. It's not as fulfilling when you don't have someone that you're really, really happy with. So I make sure that I prioritize us time, even with a 4-month-old and a 3-year-old. I still like say, we got to get away with hubby. And I ask for help because there's a lot going on.
I believe it. And that's the hardest part, asking for help. I think there's a lot of the delegation, even just what we were talking about before of like outsourcing or delegating something that you're not an expert at. So you can focus on the things that you are an expert at, which I love that you do admit that you don't do it alone. And I don't think anybody that is super successful does it alone in any capacity. Ken, let me know. Comment below.
But. No, cannot keep the house clean and keep food and do dinner and do laundry and run a business and do and love on kids and be a friend. You can't do it all unless somebody is helping with some of that. And yeah, so be okay asking for help and find people that want to cheer you on and help you, you know, be the best in all those areas.
I couldn't agree more. It's having that communicative, supportive environment to have those people you can lean on in those times. Not everyone's going to be able to help in every aspect, but being able to delegate it to the people that you trust and know that, okay, you can hire someone to clean the house, or like we're in the process of doing that because we can't keep the house clean. It's too much for us, but I think that's, and we don't have kids yet.
I'm telling you, I will cancel every Netflix, Hulu, and other subscription that exists before I remove house cleaning from my budget.
I believe you. But that's part of it, right? The real, like being in the trenches, being able to grow a successful business, have a beautiful family, and continue to foster those relationships. There's other things that you don't need to be there, like going grocery shopping. I'm sure it takes time, especially if you have to bring the kids and all of those things. No.
I haven't been in a grocery store. I have not been in a grocery store. That's embarrassing. But I can't think of the last time I was in a grocery store, let alone with the children. I would have my husband in the car with the kids and run in and get something if needed. But Instacart and me are best friends.
I love it. Speaking of just like delegating and whatnot, I know there's a lot of tools that go on the backside of running a business. What are some of the tools that you use to keep things afloat and make your life a lot easier?
A lot of tools. So I use ChatGPT. I use ManyChat. I use a bunch of different tools that help automate processes. And I also have a I like that I have one tool for my website that does my email, that does my coaching calls, that does my course. It's just one platform. So those, I use a bunch of different tools, and then I use a ton of tools for ads. I do have a list of tools that I've created. It's at ashleybrock.com/tools, but it's five things that I use to help me with my website. But I like to not be a late adopter to technology. I think we all think, oh, I can't learn that thing because it takes time. But a lot of the time, the things that take your time save you time. It's just taking the time to learn how to save time. But you get what I'm saying. And so I try to, even though I'm like, I can be resistant. Oh, that's going to take time. I know that long term it'll help me. So I try. One of my favorite tools that's in that resource is a third party validation tool. And I like, it can funnel in your reviews to your website. It can, you know, for lead-based businesses, it'll say someone just submitted a form. Someone just contacted the company. It's nice to just get that validation on your website, just so other people, before they whip out their credit card, they know someone else did and they were good with it. So I love using third-party validation tools for your website.
That makes all the difference. Definitely helps streamline things too, especially when you're trying to build your business and generate leads and be able to have a little less like on screen or having to go through, shift through things when you can have something else do it for you.
Totally.
Makes all the difference. It does. And I'm just really curious, because I know you have given us so much insight. What are maybe your top two or three tips for entrepreneurs on this journey that have been really helpful for you in this process?
So I feel like it took me until my mindset shifted a little bit for me to be successful. It took me, I may have said this earlier, but operating out of expectancy rather than hesitancy is like my motto right now. Mm-hmm. Because if you operate out of hesitancy, you won't do the things that you need to do to make it work. Or if you worry so much about something, the reason that it won't work is because you're worrying about it. So you're not going to be able to do the work to do it because you don't believe it'll work. I just think that thinking and believing and expecting something to work is why it does. I've absolutely had business owners in my program that have gone into it and they make the investment and they think that marketing could work for them, but they're very pessimistic. They're very negative. Hey, I got this ad out. It's only got 3 clicks. It's not doing well. And I can't fix your mindset on if you believe something will work or not. What I can fix is your campaign setup. So that's been a challenge for me. So that's why at the very beginning of my course, the first video is all about the mindset that you need to be successful. And it's the 5 biggest things that can make a difference. And so I tell everyone, if you want this to work and you want you to get a positive return on your investment, watch that first 18-minute introduction video.
Yeah.
Because some people don't have someone encouraging them and believing them and lifting them up, and they're having to do that for themselves. And so that's why I think that's a missing piece. We're all about to be successful. What do I have to do? How many times do I have to post? Instead of asking, who do I need to become for it to work? We're checklist people, and I'm like that too. I'm like, what do I need to do? I'll do it. But it's actually, how do I need to think? The best business owner version of me, what does she do every day? How does she think about things when it's not working? Well, she probably thinks, I cannot wait to see who I become at the end of this. Mm-hmm. When something's frustrating, I'm like, wow, this is really challenging me. I can't wait to see how strong I am in a week because this is rough.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time to get there. So I think that's the biggest thing to me, is how you think about what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, and you're right. Mindset is such a powerful thing. We don't realize how powerful our thoughts are that create those actions, that create those behaviors, that create scenarios around us, because we might be worrying so much on the wrong thing that we're not looking at, there's a window open for us, but we're so fixated on it's closed, it's not going to work, or the ad didn't work after 3 days, when examples you've given have shown, okay, it didn't happen in the first 3 days, but day 14, leads were pouring in. So it's allowing yourselves to understand it's not going to work perfectly. It's never going to be perfect. Mm-mm. But those obstacles, as an entrepreneur, I think the most important thing I'm hearing from you as well is understanding we are problem solvers. We find the solution to the problem in any capacity, whatever business it is, whatever we're putting out there in the world, but recognizing, okay, well, it's not working. How can we fix it? We're innovative. And that's what you've been able to do by staying on top of the newest tools as well, like being able to know, okay, this is the newest tool. Let me learn how to do it. Implement it for my clients, being able to be ahead of the curve. And that's what entrepreneurship's about. We all have our own spin on things, of course, but I love that you said the mindset because it is everything, I think.
It is. It is. And you mentioned something earlier. You said, because something about that there's a faster way to get there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like learning from a coach or having a good mindset, those are the things that can get you there faster. You could eventually get there. Are there people that are successful that don't have a great mindset? Absolutely. Yeah. Are there people that don't hire a coach? Yes. But I guarantee it took them longer. So it's how quickly do you want to get to where you're going?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Get on the track.
Come on with us, Dr. Caroline. We're going fast.
Yes, yes. We'll meet at the finish line and then we'll have another one to go.
Yes, we will.
But I love it. I feel like your whole mission too is really about empowering others, especially the small business owners. What has been the most rewarding aspect of empowering small business owners to master their marketing? And can you share another transformational success story that has encompassed and really focused on the impact of your coaching and for their business as well?
Two stories coming to mind. One is Anne. She owns a promotional products company in Canada. And we were probably 4 or 5 months, not 14 days, 4 to 5 months into her Google campaign. And I don't always start with Google, but when someone comes to me and they offer a service, she does products too. I kind of say, hey, based on your business, here's exactly what you should prioritize because I think there's so many things. So Anne, I said, start with Google. And I told her, I was like, that you have a competitive industry because there's other bigger companies like that do what she does. And I told her, but people are searching for best company to buy in bulk for promotional products for an event. I told her, people are searching for these things. 4 months in, I got an email, 4 or 5 months in. It was somewhere between 4 and 6 months. So, 'cause you get, it wasn't quick, but we learned a lot about what worked and didn't work for her. And at month, let's just pretend 6, she sent me an email and it's one of my favorite emails today. And it was on December 22nd of last year because I screenshotted it. And I was like, this is my favorite email. And she was like, hey, Ashley, I just wanted to let you know, we did get a $10,000 sale from our Google. A single biggest order today. Just wanted to say thank you from what you've helped us set up. And I looked back and she paid like $2 or $3 for that click. And I was like, $10,000, not only 6 months later, justified her entire ad spend for the past 6 months. But now she increased her budget. And now it is her single highest lead driving source in her business. So I just sit there and I think, $10,000. What? I mean, she was truly, we all say this, but she was truly one day away from $10,000 and having a big order, client repeat purchases. Like it just blows my mind how the biggest risks yield the biggest rewards. And it was another example of, don't give up, keep learning, and it will pay off.
Yes.
It, 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months. And it worked. So that's another one. I have more of them. I'm full of them.
I believe you. I believe you. I love they've been trickled in because I think it's just amazing what you've been able to help people do. And it really goes back to that mindset too. She didn't give up and say, okay, well, this isn't working. But a lot of times it is one day away from something. You just don't know. There's like a picture, a meme or whatnot. And it's like two people digging to the gold or something. And the person like gives up right before they're about to hit the gold. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes. And it's like, it just popped in my head when you were talking about this. And that's the reality. A lot of times we don't know. Like, of course, maybe there isn't a business you're not aligned to and there's other factors outside of that. But I think if you're truly connected to your business, you truly want to see that success. There's factors of letting go of the things that you are not good at or the best at. I know I'm like talking to myself right now, just putting that out there, but recognizing, okay, this isn't my wheelhouse, but this is somebody's wheelhouse. They love it. They're passionate about this. And this is going to help grow my business. So it doesn't take me another 5 years to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. Instead, it could take me 6 months to a year. That's still better than 5 years of my time, energy, because life is short, and realizing, where do you want to spend your time? Mm-hmm. Where are your priorities? And I love that Anne was able to really just continue to work with through it and tweaking things as you went and learned a lot, because I think that's the biggest piece too. You learn as you go, because not the first ad is going to be miraculous and all
important.
I mean, I've learned that for my own marketing strategies when I first started, but I know you speak to that a lot more because that is your wheelhouse, but understanding when you allow somebody who is that expert to give insight to that. Okay, well, let's work together. And I feel like you really do a good job of working with your client. You're not saying, okay, you have to do this. It's like, let's try this. Let's see what works here. And allowing Anne to continue to move forward, and it paid off.
It paid off. Yeah, you selling you that you're going to be an overnight success with marketing. They're so wrong. Don't believe it. I had plenty of clients where their expectations, like, or prospective clients where their expectations weren't realistic. And I was like, I don't think this is going to be a good fit for you. I'm okay with that. The person that sees the vision and that is okay to test and learn. I always ask people, are you willing to spend $500 and it not work at all? And the people that say no, I'm like, okay, well, I understand that. I don't feel like you're in a place right now where this is going to be beneficial because that's a risk, is that you spend that. Granted, if you spend it the right way, you'll still learn about your audiences either. So it's a win. But yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah. What a process. But I'm really curious, Ashley. I know you have a lot of things in the pipeline, but what are you really looking forward to in the next few months to year? What are your future goals and aspirations?
So every year, my bucket list that it's going to happen is I do an annual event. So that is called the Marketing Matters Summit. So every year I get me and a few other speakers together, and it's a female business owner only event where we come together and we learn and we encourage and we network, and it's just an incredible environment. The other thing is I do run my program, the course, but there's a bunch of live elements to it for one-on-one support and for group support and some other aspects to it that just make it a community so that everyone can learn together. So I do that every few months, every 2 or 3 months. So the Marketing Matters program is where my heart is. I love getting to work with other small business owners and get more of those stories. Like, I am so committed to helping these business owners thrive, and it just makes my heart happy. So I'm excited for just more of the program, more events, and more ways to grow other people's businesses.
I love it. Just really, it goes back to what we started with of serving the community, and you're just really a light in that community as well
No,
to really
thank you.
help so many owners really pour into their businesses and be that zone of genius so you can help on the marketing end to get their voice to the right customers and clients as
Yeah,
well. Yeah.
totally.
I love it. Well, Ashley, I've been so enjoying this conversation, but where can people hire you? I'll link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Yes. Let's see, we've got the Marketing Matters program. So you can go to ashleybrock.com and that'll take you to everything. There is the Marketing Matters podcast as well. There's the event. Everything is Marketing Matters. So on YouTube, on the podcast, and then on my website. I would love, and if you have any questions, you can email me at ashley@ashleybrock.com or follow me on Instagram. There's lots of options, but I am here for you to help you grow your business. And I'm very thankful for everyone listening that took the time to chat with me and Dr. Caroline.
Well, thank you so much, Ashley, just bringing your beautiful light to us and just everything you're doing in the marketing world to help small business owners really thrive and focus in on what matters to them so they can reach the right people and get their message out there. But thank you again for coming on and just sharing your energy with us.
It was great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today, and we'll see you on the next episode.